This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. And welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and good evening to you. Thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight we'll be talking about pit bulldogs. Do they make good pets? What do you think? Yes or no?
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband, and in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org. for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cook, on tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cook. You can find me at carlacook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E. And follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cook. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cook. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Just Jamine is a natural line of luxury creams and lotions. From our creamy shea to our thick frappe and our therapeutic body butter, we have eliminated the petroleum, the alcohol, and the water, and use natural oils and raw shea butter. Our products are made for the hair and the body naturally. For more information, visit us at www.justjameen.com or call us at 313-279-1494. That's www.justjameen.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight we're talking about pit bull dogs. Do you think they make good pets or not? That's your opinion. I'd like to know what you think. Tonight we're talking about a man who is charged with murder after a 9-year-old girl was mauled to death by 3 pit bull dogs earlier this week in southwest Detroit. Emma Hernandez was killed in the attack Monday evening in southwest Detroit. She was riding her bicycle in the area of Central Avenue and Smart Street when the 3 pit bulls escaped from a neighbor's yard, police says. Those dogs belong to Pierre Cleveland, 33, according to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. Cleveland is charged with second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and having a dangerous animal causing death. He was arraigned Thursday afternoon. Cleveland is being held in lieu of a $2 million bail, and he's scheduled to return to the 36th District Court on August the 30th for a probable cause conference and September 6th for a preliminary examination. I know that's kind of hard to hear, but it happened in real life, and that's not the first time that something like that has happened. And one of the neighbors said, well, this is her aunt. She said she was a very happy child, and she's going to be missed. This was her neighborhood, and she should be able to play and do what every kid does, walk around, ride their bikes. They shouldn't be afraid to be in their neighborhood. But I don't know if I agree with that phrase. She shouldn't be afraid. Because nowadays, the way things are going, I think we have to, well, I'm not going to say live in fear, but so many things are going on. We have to be careful and alert. That's what we need to be, careful and alert. And one of the neighbors said that he threw bricks at the dogs in an attempt to stop them from attacking the child. And the child was observed with multiple bite wounds on her body. Medics were called to the scene, and they rendered medical assistance and transported the victim to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. So, I don't know. What do you think? Pit bull dogs, good pets, yes or no? Okay, we have a caller.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on. What do you think?
How are you this evening, Jenny White?
I'm fine, Miss Lucy. How are you?
That's not the first time something like that has happened. In fact,
right.
It was a couple of years ago that this lady was just walking her baby. I think he was in kindergarten or something, walking him to school. And I think it was two or either 3 pit bulls that was in the yard. An iron gate was around them, but they escaped. And they went after her baby. She was fighting them off, but they started pulling her and got the baby, and they end up killing her young son. It was over here on the west side of Detroit. And I would say they have to be put down. You know, and that, not only that, when I was living on the west side, I was coming out of my house, okay? And I noticed a rustle, and someone was rustling up my bushes. And I looked down close to my house, and there were two. I mean, these dogs were beautiful. I mean, they were clean. Someone had really taken care of those two dogs. I believe they were pit bulls, but they had escaped. Those dogs get out. And so I went back and I called 911. I called the humane society to come get it. Yeah, I had to go and call the police to let them know those dogs were running loose. I mean, they were beautiful. I mean, beautiful looking dogs. But somehow they got loose. And I was glad the woman next door to me didn't come out and stuff. And so finally I had to call 911. I said, look, these dogs are out. So they sent the police. The police were staying in their car. And so they were followed up and down the neighborhood to make sure. Then the police guy got out the car. He went and got his shotgun or his, you know, one of his heavy-duty guns. They didn't want to kill the dog, but they had called the pounds to come and get them. I mean, they were beautiful. They had the tags on them and everything. But they get loose. You can't have them in the city like that around children. You just can't. This is my own opinion, you know. I believe they were close to my house because I had my little dog, Taylor, you know, she was probably in heat, and they could smell her, you know. But they were so close to the house, and I was getting ready to step out on the porch, and I saw them. And they were, like I said, they were beautiful dogs. And that police kept walking up and down the street, but, you know, driving up and down, but they had their guns ready. They didn't want to kill the dog, waiting for the pound to get there, you know. And when the pound came, they had, you know, use the thing to throw the ropes over them and stuff and get them and stuff. But they were kept. They were beautiful. They were probably healthy dogs, but they get out. That's the big problem. And when they do, they just go at it, you know.
Had you seen them before?
The little baby that was killed. Beg your pardon?
Had you seen the dogs before?
No, I hadn't seen them before, no.
So you...
And I mean, they were beautiful. Go ahead.
So they were groomed and everything.
I mean, they were clean. You know somebody took care of them dogs, you know. But they get out.
Did they have tags?
They had tags on them, but they got out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are. So, you know,
were they behaving viciously towards you?
I was, when I stepped out, you know, growling at, you know, but they were running down the street and stuff like that. And people, you know, were trying to stay out their way, you know. But the police had to come. And they were the only ones who could call the pound. I guess we're short on help in the dog pound. But when they came, they had to take those big, you know, net things and throw it over them again. And then put that thing around their neck, you know, that choker chain around their neck. But it was dangerous. And then the police got out. The people were walking. If they had tried to jump somebody, they would have to stop them and kill them, you know. But they were trying hard if not to, you know, kill the dogs. But they get out. They will get out. They will get
yes,
out. As
dog owners, we have to be very careful. Now, my dog.
Dogs, like that man on the west side that killed that little boy. I think those dogs came from behind a wrought iron gate. They got out, though. They can get out. Somehow they got out. And they grabbed that woman's baby. I know that woman ain't lived it down yet.
Oh,
and
no, she'll never forget that.
And she tried everything to keep her baby safe. And they were tearing into her, and they pulled the baby from her. The little boy, he was about 3 or 4, I think, maybe 5, something like that. It was always out Puritan and Baylis area. Walking him to school. How many kids we have walked to school every day?
Yeah.
They have to be put down. They're not good for being inside the city. You have to do something. They would have to do something.
Think
I remember.
They have. Go ahead.
I remember it was. I don't know if it was a pit bull, but in San Francisco, this two women lived together, and I guess they were of a certain sexual orientation. And the couple that had this huge dog. I don't know if it was a pit bull or not. But they let that dog attack that woman, and that dog by himself killed that woman. I think it was a big suit on that. But I heard that some years ago. But they did it on purpose. They said, well, no, he just got, you know, they were responsible. They might have had to go to court on that.
Well,
dogs are their responsibility. It is.
They're the owner's responsibility. If I'm not mistaken, we have a rule against pit bulls in the city. I might be mistaken. I'm not sure. But I don't deal with pit bulls because I have grandchildren. And now I have a great-granddaughter. And I cannot have a dog like that around when I have my children over. No, I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it around me.
No, because really you don't never know how to,
You don't know what when it might turn on you.
Yeah,
So it that,
is
that's, yeah. And but
you would never live that down. You're somebody's child is gone.
Yeah.
And I agree with the man. They have a right to be safe in their neighborhood. Where are they gonna go? You know.
Well, they were saying that they were saying that the animal control officials said they intend to euthanize the dogs. One of the dogs was shot on scene by a neighbor and died of its injuries. The two others were examined and are scheduled to be put down Friday or Saturday.
So he did shoot. One of the neighbors got a gun and shot him. Now, really, if you really look at it, it could have been that neighbor would have been held accountable for shooting that dog. The way the dog laws are, you know.
I don't think so. You know why? I don't think so because the child died. And they also said they got a complaint about the house with the dogs in March of last year. As a matter of fact,
they had an
argument with them last week. And the department says the officers went to the home. They weren't able to get in contact with the owner after calls and a visit. And they did not receive any complaints since then from the neighbors until the incident on Monday. He just left. He left them in the yard to go to the store, is what, if I'm not mistaken. And what happened was his garage door was open, which meant that they could evidently they weren't tied up, you know.
Yeah.
So they could get out through the garage, and they just came on out. And they were on the street. How would you like to walk that street?
No,
I don't want it because they might drag me.
Attacked this woman on the website on Bailey's off Linwood and Puritan in that area, if I'm not mistaken. And she was fighting for her baby, fighting. They were biting.
I know she was.
Y'all put that baby from her.
Because you know they go for the jugular.
Yeah, that's what they do, yeah.
That's all they know. And this one says that the little girl had the side of her neck hanging off, and she was not conscious. And you know, her not being conscious to me was a good thing, because can you imagine?
The horror.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't know. So one of the neighbors said they saw the three dogs on top of the little girl, and they picked up a brick and threw it at the dogs. I don't know if the dogs would respond if somebody just, you know, hit them with a brick. I don't know. Would that make them stop?
You would probably have to take them down. But then when you look at the pet law, the animal laws and stuff, could you have done this? Could you have done, you know, you don't really know what to do.
Right. Know? Okay. If you hold on, I have another caller. Caller, you're on the Jenny White Show, and we're talking about pit bulls. So what do you think?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Miss Jenny.
How are you doing? Your name is?
Good. My name is Rick. I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Rick from New York. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. I do not believe that pit bulls, or should I say, you know, the breed itself is bad. Your question was, is it good or bad? I don't believe it's the breed. I truly believe that, you know, the people who tend to, you know, own pit bulls, they breed them, they train them to be dangerous. They train them
right.
to, you know, right. you know, it's what they do with the breed, you know, and if you don't know that, you know, there's a lot of dogfights, you know, underground dogfights where,
right.
you know,
yeah.
pit bulls are trained to fight to the death. And so a lot of people just, you know, for whatever, for culture reasons, for, you know, like I said, fighting reasons, they train these dogs to actually be dangerous. So
right.
it's what they know. I truly believe that, you know, a puppy, just like a baby, doesn't know anger, doesn't know, you know, how to be mean, doesn't know how to attack, doesn't know how to kill. You know, it's a learned behavior. So it's the owners that actually create the situation that, you know, the pit bull breed is dealing with. And it's not just pit bulls. It's Rottweilers. I had
oh,
a dog
man.
Who was a bull mastiff.
That's what that girl big head.
She's a big girl, a female. She's like 130 pounds.
But,
wow. You know, the English, when they first started breeding them, they were guardian dogs. So they, you know, pretty much what people now do with pit bulls. That's what they did with bull mastiffs. However, you know, as a puppy, you know, she doesn't know how to be mean. She doesn't know how, you know, to attack. So it's what people do when they own and, you know, and, you know, when they bring up, you know, these dogs. So I kind of disagree with the whole, like, okay, are they bad? No, they're not bad, because I've known pit bulls that are, they're just sweet dogs, because, you know, guess what? Their owners, you know, they got them when they were puppies, and all they know is love, and all they want to do is, like, lay on their back and get their belly rubbed. You know, they don't know anything about, you know, attacking, how to, I mean, and the other thing I want to say is, like, they're around families, you know, they're around kids, they're
right.
around grown-ups, they're around other dogs, so they don't know, you know, that what people perceive as that animal instinct, no, they don't know that. I mean, just think about it. There are people who have domesticated lions, tigers. You know, guess
you
what?
Know, okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you really think you can domesticate a lion, honestly?
Yes, of course, yes. I mean, honestly.
You still have that nature that
wild. Miss Jenny, let me tell you.
I'm listening.
If you don't know, you need to kill, or you have, this is how you have to live, then you don't know that. I mean, if you're in the wild, it's one thing. But if you're domesticated, all you know is, hey, guess what? I get a meal every day. I get rubs. I get baths. I get, you know, this is all I know. So,
Rick,
yeah.
I think there's a certain instinct they have,
okay,
that lions and wild animals have. Now, as
okay
far as the pit bulls, I don't know how young you are, but I'm trying to remember going back.
Okay.
I don't think I remember anyone having a dog that was a pit bull. I don't know.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, you know, all you hear about is pit bulls. And it could be that some dogs, I know what you're saying, that they have been taught. They might have been, you know.
Well, see, Miss Jenny, that for whatever reason, there became this culture where, okay, there's like dog fights. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
It's
like the underground dog fights where they would have a dog fight with another dog. And so the
same with cockfights.
Yeah. It's like the goal was to make your dog the meanest, the hungriest dog to kill the other dog. So that culture, you know, it's not just about people who do dog fights. It's like people who just own pit bulls. It's like, okay, I want to make my dog just mad, just mean. And then guess what? They don't care if you're a dog. They don't care if you're a child.
Yeah, but if you train your dog crazy, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you really still want him around you?
No,
of course.
Again, like you said, he could turn on you.
That's right.
That's just the culture. It's just like, you know, I've seen it. I live in New York City. I've watched some guy walk up a puppy, a pit bull puppy, have him with chains around his neck, trying to train him to be strong. And every time he would lower his head, he would snatch the collar to lift his head. It was like, wow. It was like torture. But
yeah.
I see it. But I know what he's doing. He's training this dog to, you know, fight, to, you know, just to attack, to be aggressive. So my whole point is I just think that the whole pit bull breed gets a bad reputation because of what people do with them. You know, I'm just trying to say, I don't think it's the breed, because I believe, I've seen
it's the
that,
people.
You know, it's the people that what they do with them, and then they don't control them. Like in this case, where the three pit bulls got away, and then they attacked this girl. I can't blame them. I would, again, which is right, blame the guy who owned them, and yeah, he should be charged. He should be.
Yeah, he's charged for murder.
But it's not
murder.
I'm saying don't blame the breed, because in my opinion, I've owned many dogs, different breeds, and I mean, Miss Jenny, I could train a Pomeranian to be a killer. Okay? A little bitty
wow
dog, you know. I'm just saying, you know, if I wanted him or her to be mean, I could do that. But that's not why you have a pet. But with the No, I'm just saying. But I'm just saying with these guys or whoever who have pit bulls, that's typically what they want. They want them to be mean,
right,
aggressive, attack, you know. And then, like I said, they can't control them. And then stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's unfortunate, but
it really is.
My whole point is I just don't agree with blaming
the dog.
No, don't blame
okay
the dog. Because like
okay
I said, as a puppy, that dog doesn't know, you know, bad, you know, I want to bite somebody. I want to attack someone. No, because I can bring that dog up to be the sweetest puppy in the world, and I believe that.
You know what?
Like,
let me ask you this.
Yes.
If you were, I don't know if you have any children, but say you were a gambler or in a mob type situation, and you had a son. And what do you think? Now, you're making all this money and you're selling drugs and you're doing all of this. You try to keep your son away, but a lot of people just bring him on in. What do you think your child would do? Do you think your child would grow up to be a nice, honorable citizen of society, knowing what you do?
Well, don't know where this question is coming from, but okay. Let's just say I was in that kind of situation, and I'm trying to keep him out of that because I want him to not be associated with that. It would depend. I mean, I would think that you know that everything that I've taught him, and you know that. No, I wouldn't want him to stay out of that lifestyle, you know,
but
because I want a better
life
for you.
But he wants to be like his daddy. He wants
yeah,
to
I
be,
understand.
He wants to be a boss and in charge.
I understand, but then, you know, if
that
I were
might be
that
hard
type
to do.
Of guy, if I was that type of guy, I would do everything in my power to make sure that, no, you don't have to do this. I did this, so you don't have to do this. So, I would think that hopefully he would stay out of it. And like I said, yeah, he would probably want to, you know, there's that, you know, that, you know, thing that it's like, okay, I'm going to be bad, I'm going to be a bad guy, I want to, you know, be, no. I would do everything in my power as a parent, you know, to keep my son out of it. Everything.
Yeah, okay, well.
What?
Maybe you would be able to do that, and maybe you wouldn't, because he's gotten used to the lifestyle, you know, all the money. You know what I'm saying? And
Well, Miss Jenny, he wouldn't. I mean, we're talking hypothetical. I mean, I don't even know why we
absolutely.
Went to this,
yeah.
We went to this we were supposed to be talking about.
Right,
talking
you're
about
right.
Pitbull.
Okay,
but
I'm
anyway,
going to go back to the animals, okay?
No, anyway. But anyway.
I don't think you can
tame,
but I still don't think you can tame
what?
A lion. I have to disagree.
You don't think
with
so?
You, Rick. Oh, no.
Actually,
no,
it's been
no,
done.
No.
Actually, that's my whole point. You know,
a lion has
saying,
been.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm
and
telling you
meat?
Something that I know. They,
okay.
they have been domesticated. Domesticated where, hey, guess what? I mean, because they're not in their natural element. So they have been domesticated because they're not in their natural element. Okay, let's just say a lion in Africa has to do what a lion in Africa has to do. But
right.
a lion in New York City, oh, guess what? All I know is I'm in an apartment, I get food every day, I get belly rub, I get, you know, pedicures, whatever. Guess what? You know, this is all I know. So there's no need for that, what we call the animal instinct. There's no need to, like, okay, I have to attack, I have to do this. There's no need because all
it's
they
there,
know.
So what you, I believe it's there. You're just saying that it's dormant.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. I'm
you
just saying that. I'm just saying that I know for a fact that.
Okay. Well,
yeah, they've been
I
domesticated.
Wouldn't be hanging. You know. Okay. If you
no.
Someone
I,
like
I
that.
Agree with you. I agree with you, Miss Jenny. I wouldn't be hanging out with a lion either. But I'm just saying, going back to, you know, the pit bull situation. It's like, you know, don't blame the breed. That's all I'm trying to say. You know,
they do have a bad name. They really do. But I know a couple of people. As a matter of fact, I have a granddaughter who has a pit bull. So, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, don't blame the breed.
It's okay.
Don't blame the breed, because I believe that, you know, it's what people do with the breed that has brought this bad name.
The bad name, absolutely.
Not only to pit bulls, to Dobermans, to, like I said, I had a bull mastiff. It's like, you know, people just do bad stuff, and then, you know, something happens, and then I was like, oh, they're bad dogs. No, they're not. My bull mastiff, like I said, was 130 pounds, was a big baby. She was scared of her own shadow.
Where is she? Is she gone now?
No, she passed away. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you kept her for how long?
6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And again,
you got her when she was
a
baby?
She was a baby. I saw her dad. Actually got her from a pound.
So they don't have a long lifespan.
Well, yeah. You know, the bigger the breed, you know, there's a lot more complications.
Yeah,
had her for 6 years. But I mean, went to a breeder and saw her dad. Her dad was like 200 pounds.
Huge.
He actually put his paws on my shoulder and is looking me in the face. I'm 6'3".
Yeah, well, that's
so,
okay.
But anyway, it's scary. But no,
yeah.
But no, she was. But again, like I said, I mean, if you look on websites, they say that, okay, these are like dangerous dogs. And I'm like, really? My bull mastiff is a dangerous dog? No. I'm telling you, she was just harmless.
A big
baby. I'm not saying that goes for all dogs, but you know, I wouldn't blame a breed, is all I'm trying to say. Bull mastiffs, you know, pit bulls. I don't blame the breed. I blame the people and what they do with them. And is all I'm trying to say.
Well, you make a good point.
Okay, so I've taken up too much of your time.
No, it's okay.
I love your show.
Thank you, Rick.
I listen to
you
every week, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah,
well,
I
appreciate that.
We have a friend. Miss Terry from Houston, she turned me on
to
your show, so yeah.
She's not my friend.
Well, anyway.
That's my daughter.
Well, anyway, you know who I'm talking about. But she turned me on to your show, so yeah, I listen every week. So yeah, I appreciate
your content. I appreciate that, Rick.
Okay.
Well, listen, you know, call in again and talk to us. I like to hear you.
No problem.
Okay,
take care.
Thanks for calling, Rick. You too.
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Miss Lucy, what do you think?
I can understand what he's saying. People, you can't condition dogs for fighting and for killing. But you know what? They still have a wild instinct, you know.
Yeah, well, like I said, I wouldn't be running around here with a lion. No, I don't think so. Anyway, let me go to a commercial and I shall return. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313 463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
This is Terry from Texas, and I love listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, so we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight, we're talking about pit bull dogs. What do you think? Are they good pets? Yes or no? And I had a caller, Mr. Rick from New York, who says, don't blame the dogs. Blame the owners. So is that what we're talking about, Miss Lucy?
I understand. I'm not blaming them, but I still say that you could. They're hard to keep a rein on them. It's very difficult, and you know that's the second the incident that I've heard that they will get out and kill. Just they will kill. You know, I don't know if anything happened to the man when the dog got out here on the west side, but there was, you know, but he had a real strong fence, one of them wrought iron fences, what I understand. And they still got out, and that woman still
never
heard.
I don't know how he got through a wrought iron fence. So.
They got out. They can get out.
But you know, they dig too. They dig.
Oh yeah, and they're heavy too. Yeah.
So I don't know, but I know my neighbor has a small dog, and I pulled up in front of my house one day, and her dog was outside. So I was calling her to let her know, and she opened the door, and she was wondering how her dog got out because the gate was closed. So I don't know. I meant to have asked her. I've forgotten to ask her if she found out how the dog got out.
Even for Taylor, when I was on the west side.
Right.
Somehow Taylor got underneath the fence and was in the other lady's yard. She's terrified of dogs. But I don't know how. So she had my son come get this dog out my yard, you know. And she was terrified of him. And we had to find out how old Taylor is out of the yard.
Right. You have to find out how they're getting out.
And they could do the whole underneath the fence and all this stuff, you know. But someone has lost their child. Their two children gone.
That is horrible. They said that the dad had jumped the fence and he was just screaming and howling, my baby, my baby, my baby. So I don't even want
to, have the right to be a safe in their neighborhood. It's too much.
Yeah. My dog is not a small dog. And I would hate for her to get out right about now. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I don't want anybody to shoot her. And she might act like she bad. She not bad. She's spoiled.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
There's one guy when Taylor got out. And then he said, I had to follow her all the way down trying to get her back, you know. And the only one could get her back was my son. He just came and he called her. And she ran and dived on him, and she carried on back into the house, you know, stuff like that. He was like, you know, but I couldn't. He said, ma'am, you want your dog shot? I said, no, I don't. But I was trying to get her because one of them had let her out, you know. And so finally, the police let me know they're going to have to take her. If they cannot train her, they're going to euthanize her. And I had to sign for it.
Right.
But what can you do? I'm responsible, yeah.
I don't know. But once they do that, then they go. They have to be put down. They really do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. But the family, it says they had a GoFundMe page. They already have $57,000, you know, to help them with whatever.
Whatever,
but it's
yeah.
not going to bring that.
Yeah, it is. But to lose a child like that.
Yeah,
like
I don't even, well, when I, you know, read that she was unconscious, it kind of made me feel better because I just don't want to know she was just suffering because the dogs were just biting her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. But for her parent to see that, just like you were talking about, the woman when the dogs pulled the baby from her and pulled
the
child under the fence.
Yeah.
Pulled the child under the fence away from her.
And they were killing her. Yeah.
And what is she supposed to do? She can't get over there. I mean, you know, this is
fighting. I mean, she was fighting. Walking him to school. There's so much that's going on here. It is.
Yeah.
I often pray for her because I know her nerves are shot. Mind is shot just thinking about it. You know, this danger that's out there. She was doing everything innocent. Innocent.
Well, yeah, I was praying for the family of that 9-year-old, too.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, I don't care how much money she gets. It's
nothing
not going to bring that child back.
Nothing.
And just, it's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, that's, I don't know. And then have somebody to come up and say, well, you know what? Why did God allow that to happen? You know somebody.
People have a responsibility. Responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know somebody is asking that question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If, you know, if there's a God, why is there so much? Why doesn't he stop things, this, that, and the other? So I don't, you know, I don't know. I can't say.
No,
I can't speak on it. Yeah. So, you know, we do what we do. But we need to try and keep. If you, I don't know if you should have dogs like that in the neighborhood when you have children. If I had a pit bull, I wouldn't want my pit bull outside without me and I knew there were children around. But you know what I'm gonna say. Oh, he's not gonna bother you.
No, oh, shoot. They got teeth. They got teeth, yes they do. Even in this building where I stay, this man has it's a chihuahua. And
Can you have dogs in your building?
Oh, yeah, they can have pets. Yeah, they can have pets. They're supposed to be really under restraint and everything. But the kids had spent the night with me. I was taking them to school early in the morning. We were walking down the hall. Here comes this little chihuahua. And the man didn't have him on his leash. Chasing my kids all night. Like, what is it? You know, it's early in the morning, you know. I know it woke up the whole hallway. They were screaming, running, and I'm trying to get run in front of them, try to get the dog, you know. I said, don't run, they're going to try to. And he was laughing about it.
Who? The owner?
The owner. He was taking him out, you know, to let the dog relieve itself.
So what was funny about that?
And he felt that it was nothing, you know. But they're supposed to have it on a leash. And then after your dog do what he's going to do, you're supposed to clean it up.
Right.
We were coming out towards the elevator. And they started running down the hall back toward my apartment. nothing of it. I said, what kind of dog is it? He said, it's a Chihuahua.
They make a lot of
like,
noise.
Like right in the back of your leg, you know. Now, somebody
they
hurts
make
the dog. I mean, you know,
they make a lot of yeah. They make a lot of noise, all those little dogs. I don't know if
they
will
bite. They can bite. Those little dogs, when they bite, they got you.
Oh, I've never had a small dog. I don't know.
I
don't know.
He was coming because he was a basketball player. In fact, they sued for it and they had to pay. But anyway, he was trying to get away from this dog, and he went to jump the fence, and the dog grabbed his leg and stuff. And you know, he's a basketball player, I should say, one of my son's friends, and they sued for it. And he got some money off that. I think off the woman's health insurance. That dog grabbed him on the leg. He had to have, you know, extensive, you know, repair on his leg and stuff, you know. But they were trying to get away from it. To get away
I
from it.
I guess
him.
So.
He jumped the fence. And the dog grabbed his leg.
Well, just looking over it, it says typically there are between 30 and 50 people in the United States who die from dog bites each year. The number of deaths from dog attacks appear to be increasing.
Did they say is there any specific breed that they're looking at that's doing
they
it?
They didn't say specific.
They didn't say that. Okay.
Nope. They just said typically between 30 and 50 people die in the United States. And the breed of dog that's most responsible for human deaths were, guess what?
Pit bulls. Okay, no, they got to go.
For deaths, followed by Rottweilers and German Shepherds. Rottweilers, 16 deaths. German Shepherds, 10. I didn't know German Shepherds were.
They're pretty mild mannered, but you know, like you can.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. German Shepherds. But the Pit Bulls, 24 deaths. Rottweilers, 16. German Shepherds, 10.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I'm really surprised by those German Shepherds. I think somebody said a German Shepherd was after them. But I guess, you know, a dog is a dog.
Yes, it is a dog.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about the dog bites. The injuries can lead to serious infections, such as tetanus and rabies.
Oh, yeah.
Disability, deformity, and occasionally death. Most of these injuries are preventable.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That's really interesting. Well, I don't know, but it's really unfortunate, like that young girl or anybody.
That's true.
Anybody. Or child. The death rate IQ from dog bite related fatalities, 18 deaths per year. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're still animals, okay. They still have that instinct.
Dogs should be sterilized to reduce aggressive injuries. Oh, okay.
Yes, I think that's one thing I should have done with Taylor. Because she wasn't. He asked me, has she been neutered? No. Is it neutered? I didn't do that. That's her aggression, yeah.
Right. Don't play aggressive games with your dog, such as wrestling and sicking. Go ahead, sick him, sick him, sick him. Mm-mm. Never approach an unfamiliar dog. That's what you have to tell your children. And never play with a dog unless they're supervised by an adult.
You know, and that statistic you were reading, it's wonderful you didn't mention anything about the Doberman.
No,
now
it didn't.
To me, it didn't mention the Doberman. That's interesting.
And it said never run from a dog and scream. Avoid direct eye contact with the dog. I've always heard that. Don't disturb a dog that is sleeping, eating, or caring for puppies. And they say that this one of those Rottweilers that the guy had, they had killed some of the puppies, evidently one of the dogs that had puppies.
Uh-huh.
And one of them went in there and started eating them up. So don't pet a dog without letting it see and sniff you first. Remain motionless when approached by an unfamiliar dog. And I remember that when I was carrying mail, I was a mail lady, and I was carrying mail, and I was going to this house, but I was walking down the sidewalk, and this dog, this huge dog, came and got in front of me and kind of, you know, how they do get down on their hands, on their paws, and started growling at me. And, of course, I stopped. And, you know, I put the bag between me and the dog. I don't care if he ate up all the mail. But, you know, I was afraid. And I stayed in that position about, it seemed like forever. It seemed like forever. But I guess maybe it was only 2 or 3 minutes. And then the owner came out and said, oh, he's not going to bother you.
Can you believe it?
And, and I said, well, you're not getting your mail today. And I kept going when she got her dog, you know. But, hey, if you're knocked over by a dog, lie still and remain in a ball.
Yeah.
Trying to cover up your, you know, important parts, especially your neck. Don't let them get a hold to your neck. If bitten, report the bite to an adult immediately. And, you know, I see kids all the time, and they want to run up and start petting dogs. No.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing to do. We have to always tell our children, do not do that. So, the 10 most dangerous dogs.
Who's at the top of the list? Who's at the top of the list?
Let me see. The 10 most dangerous dogs. Number one. Okay, what are you doing? I have, an issue here. I'm going to take a break and then I'll be back. I'll give you that information when I get back. Okay. All right. And you're listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
57 South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.philadelphia.com. 57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
Magnify his name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify his name.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jimmy White.
Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight we've been talking about pit bull dogs. Are they good pets? Yes or no? I go with no. Now the 10 most dangerous dog breeds are, number one, surprisingly, is an Akita. Number two is a Rottweiler. Number three is a Great Dane. The German Shepherd.
That's interesting.
Yeah. German Shepherd, Doberman Pinscher, a Chow Chow. That's a pretty one, too.
So the Chows, you turn on each other. Yeah, they will turn on you.
A Boxer. I'm surprised about that.
Uh-huh.
American Pit Bull. He's down there. He's down on the list. An Alaskan Malamute. And a Siberian Husky.
Hmm. Well, some pretty dogs.
And that's the 10 most dangerous ones. That Chow Chow's really pretty. I don't hear much about a Doberman Pinscher, but I always heard they turn on their masters.
Yeah, and also the Chow.
Okay, I hadn't heard about that. That Alaskan Malamute is a pretty one, too, and a Siberian Husky is, too. I didn't know a boxer was vicious, though, because that's what my great-granddaughter has. She has a boxer. Hmm.
So you're on about the bulldog, the little bulldog.
They didn't say anything about a bulldog.
No,
I haven't known anybody that had an Akita. I don't know that. But at any rate, we have run out of time. And the only thing I can say is the thing I just got through talking about, you know, you leave, you don't walk up on a dog. You do not walk up on a dog and be still. If you, you know, are cornered by one and just, you know, if you have anything that you could spray them with or have a stick, because even the CDC says approximately 4.7 million dog bites occur in the United States each year, and 800,000 of those bites result in medical care.
That's something.
The U.S. population is approximately 325.7 million people as of 2017. That means a dog bites one out of every 69 people. So just be careful. If it's not yours, you don't know it, you know, don't go running up to a dog. And if you have a child, a small child, don't let that child touch that dog. Don't let them, I don't care how, you know, friendly it looks and all of that. Don't do that, because I try to keep my great-granddaughter away from my dog, because her dog, she has a boxer. She likes to play with him, but I don't want her playing with my dog because her dog does not have a tail. My dog does,
yeah.
And that's fascinating to her because she wags her tail. And, oh, she just, yeah, she wants to pull my dog's tail, and I don't want her to do that because, you know, she will growl at her sometimes. Because if she see her messing with me, she don't like that. So you have to be careful with them. Yeah, she's jealous.
Yeah.
Right
jealous.
Now she's, yeah, she's going through a problem because Joshua's not here to rub her belly, so.
Yeah.
I don't rub bellies. So she's having a problem right now. But at any rate, I'd like to say I thank you all for calling and listening. I thank you, Miss Lucy, for being my co-host this evening. I appreciate that. And I thank Mr. Rick from New York. So I just want to say that have a good weekend, everybody. And this has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. See you next Friday. Bye-bye.